have been praying for you. I will pray for you. That's nice. That too uplifts us. That along with encouragement can really strengthen us. And that's what Paul says to Philemon. He talks of his prayers for Philemon. First of all, look at verse 4 with me. Paul writes, I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers. I don't think that verse means Paul prayed for Philemon every single day, but it does mean Paul remembered Philemon by name on a regular basis in his prayers. And I ask you to think about that. Paul went to a lot of places. Paul met a lot of people. He ministered to a lot of people. Philemon was just one of many. And yet Paul says, I pray for you, Philemon. I remember you in my prayers. And while you're thinking about that, let me add that it had likely been at least 3 years since Paul had seen Philemon. 3 years is not a short amount of time, but Paul remembered Philemon and he prayed for him. I believe we can safely conclude from this inspired comment that Paul had a very healthy prayer life. He's praying for Philemon. He's certainly praying for other people he met as well. And we should let that spur us on. We too can pray for one another and others when we're separated from them. We met Prabhu Das tonight. He'll be back in India. We can pray for the people in India, even though we're separated from them. Now in verse 6, we learn what Paul specifically prayed for when remembering Philemon. In verse 6, Paul writes, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. The word translated sharing is a Greek word that you may have heard of. It's the Greek word koinonia, which is the word for fellowship. Paul is praying about the fellowship that he and Philemon and all Christians enjoy together through faith in Christ. And he is praying that the fellowship will be fully enjoyed by Philemon and bring about what is right and good in Philemon's life. As I've already said, Paul makes a request to Philemon in this letter, a request that will require this change in Philemon, for him to grow in his faith. And Paul is praying that the fellowship enjoyed by Philemon would help him change so that he might enjoy the fellowship fully and also bless the fellowship. Paul wants Philemon to be changed by the fellowship and for the fellowship to be blessed by Philemon being changed. Paul prays this for the sake of Christ. In other words, Paul's ultimate desire is that Christ be honored because that's what we are called to do, honor Christ in all things. And this was a significant way for Christ to be honored. Now, what we should learn from this prayer is that fellowship is important. Fellowship is needed. Fellowship is part of how we continue to get transformed and how we help others to be transformed. As I've said before from this pulpit, you cannot be a Lone Ranger Christian. You cannot be a Lone Ranger Christian. We need fellowship. And like it or not, we are part of fellowship by faith in Christ. So an application question is this. Are you being transformed through fellowship? Fellowship in Christ. Paul's prayer for Philemon would be a general prayer for us as well. That all of us would be affected by our Christian fellowship and that we in turn would affect other people. Let me put it this way. Our personal Christian walk affects more than just us. That's one of the points we're learning in Philemon. Our personal Christian walk affects more than just us. How you are doing in your walk with Jesus affects all of us. How I'm doing in my walk with Jesus affects all of us. We all affect one another. And so as we are affected positively through fellowship in Christ, other people are affected positively as well. How you respond to the word preached matters to all of us. How you respond to family visits by your elders, that matters to all of us. How you respond to classroom lessons Sunday school, Wednesday nights, how you respond to classroom lessons, that matters to all of us. How you come to worship and take part in worship, it matters to all of us. How you pray and how you view other people, it matters to all of us. Fellowship matters. So probably the simplest way I can word an application lesson from this prayer is this: stay involved in the fellowship and let the fellowship of Christ affect you. Let it change you in ways that you need changing. Other specific applications are these. If you're not yet part of a life group, a small group, well, join one. It's important fellowship. Keep coming to church. Use your spiritual gifts. Let others use their spiritual gifts for you. Pray for others and let others pray for you. Fellowship matters. Let us enjoy it as we should for the sake of Christ. Please bow with me in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the fellowship you give us through Christ. And we thank you, Father, for how we can build one another up through encouraging words, through words of appreciation. And we thank you that when we are enjoying that fellowship, we can also call for each other to be changed. We can spur each other on to do what is right, to be more and more like Christ. And we pray that we would all thoroughly, completely enjoy that fellowship. It's our prayer, like Paul's, that we would all take part in that fellowship and let us learn from it and use us to teach others. May we all be built up in Christ for the ultimate glory of Christ. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.